Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sunrise is coming, she said. That was the only response I got when I asked if it was worth it, if it was worth working through the night, if it was worth waiting in the long, painful hours, waiting with those who hurt and cried in pain. Sunrise is coming. Well, yeah, sure, but sunrise is going to come whether I sleep or not. The sun is going to shine on the pillows of those who've rested oblivious to the world around them this long night. The sun is going to shine on the pillows of those who've rested fitfully or paced the floor with some crying child or suffered just a little or worked a little this night. The sun is going to shine the same on us all, no matter how we spend the night. And I argued as much to her. If this was all about the reward of the dawn, that hardly seemed fair that we'd all get the same. What was the point? Why work so hard through the night? Sunrise is coming, she stated with joy in her eyes. And then she said with a little hopefulness for me, you'll see. And so I figured I would work with her, this old, gnarled, hunched over woman who had come and knocked on my door as the darkness had just begun to settle in, who had somehow convinced me to come out into the street, who had shown me the broken world, the hungry children looking for something to fill their stomachs so that they could sleep, the homeless finding their ways into some sort of shelter to spend the night, the women desperate for cash, selling themselves for a little something, the people looking just to get a little high, a little joy, even if the escape was artificial and short-lived. She showed me the brokenness, homes where children were hurt by their parents, and others where parents were hurt by their children. Homes where money covered deep hurts, aching for love and loneliness. The brokenness that ran so deep that we didn't even know it was broken. And she had turned to me with tears in her eyes and said, I have to help. I need to reach out and heal. And so I tried to help her. I gave a blanket away here and some bread away there. I helped to build a shelter from some scrap, and I held someone while they cried. But I got tired. And I began to resent those who were comfortable in their beds. I wanted to rattle their windows and wake them up. I wanted to go back to sleep. I was overwhelmed by the pain around me. I couldn't make it go away. And so I went back to that woman and I asked her if it was worth it. Was it worth staying awake? Was it worth working through the night? Was it worth all the difficulty? And her only answer was, sunrise is coming. You'll see. But something in her eyes touched me. Something in her own wounded body healed me. Something in her love for the world strengthened me. So I kept at it. All night long. The night seemed so dark and it crept on forever. Its coldness crept into my bones and I longed for the sun. I longed for an end to the pain around me and the violence around me, for the loneliness. And as the night crept on, I was joined by others, a couple here and there, also working to heal, to bind up. I was touched by their care. I was moved to help them too, and we were joined by others. But the pain was so great. I'd been at this so long, and despite the joys of the night, the healing and the friends I'd made, I ached with the cold. I felt lost in the dark. But then, it happened. The sky began to brighten, and the first rays of light broke across the horizon, and we cried out in joy as the rays of sun began to warm the air. As I felt the light kiss my cold face, I suddenly felt sorry for those who would be pulling their covers over their heads, resenting this dawn disrupting their sleep. And I was so very glad for this resurrection dawn breaking into this world of pain and sorrow, an everlasting and enduring love, making all things new, recreating and enlivening like that first day of creation, giving us all the grace of a new day. I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Amen.